Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, are Beyonce's fans taking their love for her to heavenly proportions? And my girl actress Drew Sidora is joining us to dish all about our stage version of Set It Off and much more.
We go thirst trapping with Jennifer Lopez, Aisha Curry, and Susan Lucci. Also, Kate Hudson and her brothers share the A-list Hollywood star that once crashed their party.
Plus, are unibrows a new high look? We investigate in today's What the Fashion.
Ooh, that's gonna be a strong no. And Heidi, Frank, and Chewy are joining us in a few seconds, so don't go anywhere! Okay, everybody here in ATL, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy in LA. If you grew up in church, then help me out with this one. God is good all the time.
And all the time, God is good.
She took you to Coachella, and now she's taking you to church.
Okay.
So check this out. A special mass Beyonce service will be held right here in the ATL at Spelman's College's Sisters Chapel.
Wow.
That's right. Now, before you jump to conclusions, y'all, ain't nobody worshiping Queen Bee, okay? She's not preaching, and most likely she won't even be in attendance, but her music will be performed by a choir and musicians during the religious ceremony that will include communion and a sermon.
Yes, Jesus.
In a statement, the dean of the Sisters Chapel said it's a Christian liturgical experience that is a womanist experience. It centralizes the voices, perspectives, and living experiences of black women.
Okay.
The mass service might be lit, y'all. So what y'all think? Is this too much or not?
I think she's taking a page from the Kanye playbook.
But the
only reason it works for Kanye is because Kanye is actually there.
She needs to be there.
She needs to be there.
Yeah.
That's what people go crazy.
You know, Jesus is not in the church, but his spirit is there. Hallelujah.
Okay.
That's how you spell the Holy Spirit.
Portia, you know why? You know why?
Why?
Who runs the world? Jesus. Who runs the world? Jesus. Who runs the world? Jesus.
What other song y'all think they're going
to
play?
Will you be making it to heaven? No. Yes.
Obviously, Halo. Use full pint glasses instead of little shot glasses of real Sacramento wine. So it's drunk in love with Jesus.
Dangerously in love with the Lord. Instead of feeling myself, healing myself. Healing myself.
I've been in this church for four or five hours.
All right, so Portia, Amy Schumer's son Gene and your daughter PJ are about the same age.
Yeah.
They're about 2 months apart. Mm-hmm. But Amy Schumer's dishing out some hilarious, free, by the way, parenting advice on her newly revamped YouTube channel that I think every parent watching might appreciate. It's a parenting hack that I'll say is cost-effective for sure. So let's see if this is something, Portia, that you would consider doing with PJ. Take a look.
Our first advice tip is a good toy for a baby around 7, 8, 9 months old. And it is exactly free. And what it is a box. So you get a big box. Okay, and you clean it out, you make sure there are no staples in it, and then you put blankets around it, and you put some toys in it, and we put an egg crate on the bottom. Here, show the egg crate. We cut this egg crate, and we put it on the bottom, and they can hold on to the edge and stand or fall or whatever, and they really like being in their box. And that is our first parenting hack.
Now, some fans think it's amazing, but are you surprised that a rich Hollywood star like Amy Schumer is going? Yeah, no. What do you think?
Because that's not most celebrities shocking. Are really cheap.
That's true. So,
that's what you put a litter of kittens in.
We're like, whelping puppies right now. We've got the whelping box.
I love that she said find a box, not buy a box. Find a box just anywhere.
I think it's funny that she's doing this. You know, a lot of people have to do this. Like, they didn't afford an actual playpen.
You should do that for PJ. I mean, that's cute, honey. I mean, she'll appreciate it. You know, most time when you give a kid a toy, they never play with the toy. They play with the box.
She actually might be on to something, because Christmas, I boxed everything, wrapped it, all that. She sat there and played with the paper.
So kids are like cats. Maybe this is a good idea.
I don't know if this is safe, though. What if she pulls the blanket off and starts, like, trying to chew on the box or something? Like,
then you just get another one.
It needs to be some type of padding on the side.
Yeah, because I don't leave a lot of blankets around PJ.
You guys are acting like she puts the kid in the box and goes to work. I think this is supervised. It's not like, well, he'll be fine. I'll be back at 4.
It's like crate training. You just shut the box at night. Open it up in the morning. Yeah.
It's perfect. We can make a song about it like Justin Timberlake. In the box, baby in the box.
Step one, put the kid in the box. Step two, then you staple the box. Step three, then you ship the box.
All right, guys, it's time for our favorite segment.
Thirsty Trapping with the Stars.
And we got some sexy smoking celebrities to look at. Oh, my God. First up, we have 73-year-old Susan Lucci.
Jeez.
She posted a photo of her frolicking in the waters of St. Bart's, looking stunning in an all-white bathing suit with the caption, "Good morning, St. Bart's. She can have all my children."
I'm impressed. Look at that toe arch. Listen. Like, I mean, she didn't have to have bunion surgery because she is...
Is she thirst trapping?
I don't think so.
Not thirst trapping.
She just looks great.
Yes.
She didn't live her life.
Who you got, Portia?
Who I got? Okay, let's go ahead. Let's keep this thing rolling. All right, so next we're going to talk about this thirst-trapping couple. Right. Steph Curry did it for the grandbaby. This week he posted this sexy photo of his wife, Aisha, straddling him on vacation with the caption, "Vacation vibes with my one and only." Yeah, like that.
Not only a thirst trap, but he's like fluffed up in the front.
He's protruding in the front.
She's licking his face.
Steph looks like he's struggling a little bit.
Relax, cool, calm, and collected.
She's actually sitting on his manhood. It's like a table.
If this is a video, his arms be shaking.
Well,
they
like, take it.
All right, last on the list and looking 50 and fine, you guys. La Hermosa. Look at this, y'all. Jennifer Lopez, who posted a photo on her social media pages. But she wasn't wearing anything, y'all. This white bikini with rock hard abs with the caption, "Relaxed and recharged." Holy crap.
My goal body.
Jennifer
Lopez.
That's what I want.
I thought I was losing a little weight.
Is she thirst trapping, y'all? Is she thirst trapping? Just being J-Lo. Is she just being J-Lo?
It's thirst trapping. It's teasing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
I'm loving this picture because it reminds me of, like, those string bikinis the girls wore in the 90s.
Yeah.
This would have been on my wall when I was 14
years old. And you would just dream of grabbing that string and just pulling her. Let's get that off you.
That should be on every boy's wall.
Heidi, that's happened to me before.
It has?
What happened to you?
I was down by the pool, and I was sitting down, and I was getting up. Do you know? I don't know how it caught on the side of the pool. The damn string pulled, and my bikini bottom came down.
Oh, that was special.
Thirst trap.
I need pictures, or it's not true.
Yeah. I need video receipts.
I'll send you an actual bush later.
Ooh.
Oh.
Like from outside.
It's
like a real tree.
It's Porsche's bush. Yeah, look. It's on my wall.
That's great.
All right, y'all. Coming up, Kate Hudson reveals what A-listers jumped the fence, honey, to crash her party. We'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Now, you know me, I'm a shoe girl, and I know the perfect place where you can go to get stylish and crazy comfortable shoes. Rothy's has quickly grown to be a most loved, gotta have them brand, and it's really no surprise they have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable, really the all-in-one pair of shoes, and they're perfect flats for life on the go. Rothy's come in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns, and they're available in a range of styles like sneakers, loafers, points, and more. Plus, Rothy's always come with free shipping and free returns and exchanges, so no risk, no worries, and no reason not to try. You're going to quickly discover why BuzzFeed call them their forever shoes. My forever shoe is the camel flat. They truly go with everything. So check out all the amazing styles available right now at rothys.com/dish. Go to rothys.com, that's rothys.com/dish, to get your new favorite flats, comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/dish and do it today.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yay!
All right, well, Kate Hudson and her brother Oliver stopped by the Ellen DeGeneres Show and talked about the parties that they used to throw at their house. Now, damn, they would throw these epic parties when their parents, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, were out of town.
Oh, they were out. I remember those parties when I was growing up.
Were they not fun? And Kate described one time when they had a very surprising party crasher. Take a look.
I see someone scaling, literally scaling an 8-foot gate at my parents' house. And I'm going, I'm freaking out. I'm like, this person, and I see this, and they come off and they like do like a back handspring thing, pulls down. I'm like about to yell at this guy, and it's Tom Cruise. He's like, I heard there was a party. I'm like, yeah, Tom, come on in.
Wow.
So, you know.
So that's how he gets around everywhere.
Yeah,
he just scales.
Yes, he is Mission Impossible.
Wow.
Here's the thing. I know when everybody's famous, everybody takes the age out of every story, which I don't think you should do, because he's like 17 years older than Kate Hudson. So imagine a guy who's 17 years older than your daughter stopping by the house when you're out of town. You'd be like, get the out of here.
What about if Goldie and Kurt called Tom and said, listen, we know the kids are having a party. Just go check up on them.
Oh, like a yes. Oh, chaperone.
Yes. Hell yeah. You know Tom was spying on them.
That's interesting.
That's what it was.
Except
about.
He passed out from being too drunk.
Oh,
that's not a true Bruce.
There's another theory. At the time, he was like single and looking for a young woman. And maybe he was going to sneak in and hit on Kate Hudson. But he ended up marrying Katie Holmes not too long after that. Kate Hudson and Katie Holmes about the same age.
It's a great
Come on with the tea. Come on with the tea.
Frank was actually there too. So
I was that one guy who bought all the beer for the kids.
All right, you peasants, is it time for the British edition of
What a Fashion?
Yes, and I was told to cut the Jamaican accent off. That was supposed to be British, so I'm just going back to Portia, okay?
Let's do Portia.
Okay, London Fashion Week happened this week, and there's been a lot of crazy outfits going on. But someone that really caught everyone's attention is this model named... Craig, can you say?
Sophia Hajipatelli.
That's right. Anyway, Sophia took London's Fashion Week by storm with a strong unibrow,
I'm
y'all.
Digging it. I'm digging
when y'all see it, you're going to see why I stretched. She actually calls herself the founder of the unibrow movement, proudly, and she's even on the cover of Glamour UK digital issue with a quote, my jet black unibrow makes me feel so beautiful, it shows my strength.
Okay.
This is how you gotta talk if you got a unibrow.
I wanna lick my thumb and just rub it off. I just feel like it'll just go away.
I wanna lick her unibrow.
You would still talk to her, Julie?
That's really sexy to me. I don't know.
I don't want to date a chick who looks like Martin Scorsese.
So you wouldn't be able to tell if she's mad, happy, or anything, because it's just all just a line.
She's making her own beauty standards, and I like that. I like that. Yeah. Much respect to her.
All right, y'all. Well, now, speaking of hairy girls, honey, she ain't the only one, Portia. She's not, honey. At the Maddie Bavon Fashion Show across the pond, these girls walked the runway with the biggest wigs you ever seen, honey.
Come on.
What y'all think of this?
Bye, wig.
You got anything in the naked hair collection there, Portia?
Sure. This is the naked hair collection. They got all the hair on their head.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
time.
Ooh. Every damn time you're at a party or a store, you got to come through. Oh, damn it, I hit it again. Got to come through sideways.
Right, right, right.
Oh, got to come through sideways. Oh, damn it, I got to come through sideways. Actually, this is the eyebrow hair from that model we talked about. She was able to donate.
This is how long they were until she trimmed them. That's a trim job.
Oh, my God. Up next, the party continues when my Set It Off co-star Drew Sidora joins us in the studio. Don't go anywhere.
Anywhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yay! Ladies and gentlemen, she's an actress, singer, mother, my friend, and currently plays Stoney in the play Set It Off Live. Give it up for Drew Sidora.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yo, it's great to have you here. Now, Drew, how does it feel to step into a role that was originally played by Jada Pinkett Smith?
It's pressure. You know, I mean, we all love the movie. Like, so you don't want to disappoint the fans, and you don't want to disappoint Jada Pinkett. It's like, you know, I'm stepping into some big shoes, working with DeBrett. I mean, working with Keisha. I mean, working with Lil Mo. It's crazy, but it's an empowering story of women, and I think it's great to show that.
Okay, so now, Drew, so you work with Brad, and you know we do as well. So can you give us some of the funny takeaways that, you know, you may have experienced working with her during this play?
Like little things. Like, I look forward to the ice cubes. Like, just that right there.
I
went to the gas stations and never be the same, because I'm thinking, I need to get her some ice. Yeah. She knows Evan Nice, too. That's
she started
why.
Giving me ice.
Okay. And I just love her. Y'all are so blessed to work with her, because she be taking care of me. Like, she gave me my candle. And she just really looks out like the little things. It's just
the welcoming.
And Body Works. It was
stress relief candle. Because, you know, it's stressful.
Doing
the play is stressful. Yeah. Trying to be on cue, where to stand, when to speak, when to, you know, when they laugh, when
you drop
funny,
a line,
when you try to mess up a line and don't catch one.
Is it stressful cashing out checks?
Not at
that
all.
Part is the easiest.
That direct deposit.
Okay, so Drew, you played T-Boz in the TLC movie and now Jada Pinkett's character in Set It Off. Are there any other iconic people or roles you would like to play in the future?
Angela Davis.
Okay.
Yeah. I researched her a lot. And being from Chicago. Hello, Chi-Town.
Stand up. I think it would be very empowering to play that and just to showcase that political side and how important and relevant it is today.
You know, you give me a little bit of a Toni Braxton kind of vibe, too. Like, could you ever see yourself doing something like that?
Listen, any opportunity I do not take lightly. Anytime somebody feels or sees something in me, I'll take it head on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's take this game head on. We got a game that we like to call At the Same Damn Time. I'm going to ask you and Brad some questions about Set It Off, and y'all got to literally answer at the same damn time. You ready?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Who in the cast would you say curses the most?
That would be me.
I was going to say Lil Mo.
Every
other.
Yeah. Lil Mo can get
that. Well, they're both kind of hood, so that is kind of
she easy. Gets it. I mean, on stage.
You did
this. Port Arthur.
So, let's just say if, you know, your back is against the wall, it's going down.
Yeah.
Out of everybody in the cast, who would be able to really set it off in real life?
That would be
Brad.
Yeah. Right here tomorrow.
Yeah.
I ain't got to worry about nothing. I feel so safe.
That would be me.
Every time. Yes.
Yo, so everybody's hyped about Set It Off to play. They want to see it in a city near them. Where can they go to get more information?
Definitely go to Jacarius.com. You can get your tickets there. We are in Atlanta Friday and Saturday. We got 3 shows.
That's right.
The Cobb Energy Center.
Thank you so much.
Make sure you stick
with us. More Dish Nation after the break. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms. At Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we all know that watching the news can get a little bit depressing and boring. Unless you're watching Fox 46 WJZY Good Day Charlotte's Nick Koser, a meteorologist who's changing the game when it comes to delivering the weather to the viewers. Check it out.
Put some rain boots on your socks. The rain's gonna drop like a lot. Bust an umbrella out the box. Today, the drip's gonna drop, and it just isn't gonna stop. It's gonna pour the whole dang day. It's gonna get rainy.
Wow.
I love it.
His invite to the cookout is already in the mail.
And for meteorologists who are male, you have to do something because it has been dominated by beautiful women who are like wearing stripper dresses.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to get fired. I got to do something.
Yeah. Are you watching Al Roker? You got to start rapping.
He's real.
Damn. Yeah.
You know what? If he's I had him in Atlanta, I would know what the hell to wear when I leave the house because I would watch it. I would know the weather at all times. This is lit.
So, Heidi, if you like was a meteorologist and you had to drop some bars for the people, what would you say?
I'd be like, yo, my dog Pino, he's from Encino. His mommy drinks vino, you know.
I still have no idea what to wear today.
No, you don't. And I'm not. You're not going to get that from me.
Hey, Brett, can you drop some? Can you drop some bars in your Britney Spears voice? Go.
Oh yeah.
Even though it's cold outside, I got on a sweater, and I don't care about what you think I am for the weather.
Bars.
Yes.
The new Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.